Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning. It's great to be with you and to continue our series called Refuel. I've really enjoyed these last few weeks as we've heard from various people sharing on the different Psalms in the Bible. And today it's my joy that I get to continue that today. And it's so good that as we go through these different Psalms, there are so many truths and there are so many things that we can live out today. Even though they were written so long ago, we can relate to their experiences and we can learn from their experiences as well. There are three words when put together into a statement are some of the most powerful words that anyone can say. I love you. When was the first time you heard someone say that to you? Can you remember? Maybe it was a parent, maybe it was a loved one. Do you remember when you maybe first said that to your boyfriend, girlfriend? Do you remember the last time you said those words? Maybe you said it to one of your kids after they did something really cute or really well and you told them that you loved them. Often that's when we say those words after something good or someone has performed well. We tell them that we are proud of them or we'll tell them that we love them. But it's amazing that the Bible teaches us that God loves us, not when we perform well, not when we've got everything all lined up, but that God loved us even when we were his enemies. And before we come to the Psalm today, you could be watching me right now and you need to know this, that God loves you. He loves you right now. Not any more or any less than he'll ever love you. He loves you unconditionally. Full measure of his love. And we come today to a psalm where it starts with David, the writer of this psalm, declaring and expressing his love for God. And I want to ask you today, do you love Jesus? Do you love him? What does that even mean to love Jesus? How can we love God? Well, as we go through this psalm today, I hope that you will learn or you'll maybe be reminded of some of these truths that we can experience and live out here on earth. God says, I love you. And I ask you today, do you love him? And even maybe could I ask one more question? When was the last time you told him that you love him? You know, there's that story about the old guy who's standing with his beloved wife. And he makes that statement that when they stood at the altar, he told her that he loved her. And he would let her know when he changed his mind. But I think it's really important that as followers of Jesus, that if he has our heart, that we let him know that we love him. Not just in our words, but also in our actions. You know, we come to the Psalm, Psalm 18, and it is significant because it's actually a repeat of something, a song that is sung in 2 Samuel 22 by David. As he reaches the end of his life, he's reflecting, and he describes what God has been like to him. But in Psalm 18, it starts with these words, I love you, Lord. And it's interesting because this is the only time in the Old Testament where this word love, which is a personal love, is used towards God. But what does that tell us about David's relationship with God? It was personal. It was real. And right from the start of his formative years, whilst he's on that hillside, when he's watching those sheep, as he's writing those songs, as he's singing those songs of worship to God, right through to his very last, as he reflects on his life, he had a real, loving relationship with God. And we read here in this psalm today how he comes to the end of his life And that love for God has not diminished, but in fact, he has proven that love over and over. And also, he looks back and he sees God's faithfulness in his life. As we look at this psalm today, can I remind you of this topic, refuel? That as we read these words, that your heart can be filled afresh with the love of God that will sustain you in this moment and in the future. So we read from verse 1, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. This is a love poem. It's a love song that David sings to God. It's better than any poem that Burns ever wrote. Here we have a warrior king who is looking back on his life, and as he is nearing those last days of his time here on earth, as he's looking back over all the victories, all the struggles, all the challenges, all the difficulties, as he's reflecting on his experience, he realizes and recognizes that it was God that was his help. Not chance, not luck, but the providence of God. I guess the longer you live, the more you have to reflect on. And summertime, summer period is often a moment where we can take stock of how things are going, and we can reminisce, and we can remember. Maybe when you go back to a place you visited as a child on holiday, or maybe you're just telling stories as you're sat around the table together. Just memories come back, and sometimes when we look back, we can embellish the past, or we can get caught up in those feelings of nostalgia, but also there can be times when we look back with disappointment. And we look back with sometimes regret that if we're not careful can lead us to become frustrated. But could I ask you today as you look back, could you look to see the faithfulness of God, his mercies in your life? David does this in Psalm 18. He looks back and he's not frustrated, he's not bitter, he's not disappointed. All he can see is the faithfulness of God. All he can see is God's mercy, God's help, God's strength, God's support in his life. He looks back and he sees God's faithfulness. He sees that it was God that was his helper. It was God who was his strength. And I guess this morning I want to ask you, when you look back, can you see his hand, his help, his provision, his support? I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, is how David opens this psalm. And that in itself is a sermon for each of us. That when we say those words, I love you, Lord, we are confessing our devotion. We are confessing our heart is not for ourselves, but our heart is for God. See, our hearts, when we forget about who God is and what he's done for us, then we leak and our hearts can be empty. But when we take time to look back and see his faithfulness and be reminded afresh of his love, our hearts are filled once again with a sense of gratitude and appreciation when we think of all that he has done for us. It's when we stop and think about the cross, when we think about that incredible sacrifice that God did for us, knowing that not everyone would accept his love. But yet he dies on the cross and shows us this extravagant love. And you can look back, I'm sure, into your life and maybe even this week, where you can see how God was faithful to you, how he's given you another day, how he's met your needs, how he helped you in that moment of challenge. You can see his hand in your life. You can maybe even see, well, what could have been. If it hadn't been for the Lord intervening in those moments, what could have happened? Things could have been so much worse. When you take time to look for God's faithfulness, your heart is filled once again with devotion and love for Him. We read in 1 John 4, verse 19, that we love because He first loved us. God is faithful. He loves us. And our response to Him is devotion. And that's what David says, I love you, Lord. We sing that song on many Sundays called The Goodness of God, and that's how it starts. I love you, Lord. And there's something about when we sing those words that something in my heart just rises before we get to the rest of the verse, before we even get to the chorus, just to declare that and speak that out, just stirs something within me. I love you, Lord. And love will motivate you to do extravagant and extraordinary measures to make sure the person that you love knows how much they are valued. You know, in the New Testament, there's that encounter of Mary when she pours open, breaks open that alabaster jar and anoints the feet of Jesus and dries His feet with her hair and her tears. It's a beautiful moment, but it was extravagant. And of course, that sacrifice upon the cross, Jesus dying for the sins of the world, is an extravagant act of love. And that shows us how much we matter to God. And Mary was showing Jesus how much He mattered to her. And I wonder in our lives, is that love rich within us that we take every opportunity to express to our Lord how much we love Him? Now in this psalm, there are different images that David uses to help us to picture what God is really like. And he uses these different military symbols to help us to realize how God is faithful. And first of all, he declares that the Lord is his strength. Not his army, not his wealth, not his wisdom, not his connections, not his influence, but no, the Lord is his strength. He says he's my strength. He goes on and says he's my rock. He's the everlasting one. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Jesus is the one who is the cornerstone that we build our faith upon. It is Jesus. Nothing more, nothing less, but Jesus, His teachings and His promises. We build our faith upon that. And David says that He is my rock. It cannot be moved. And nothing or no one trying to harm you will get past this rock. You know, David, when he stood before a giant, he picked up a small stone and he put it in that sling and he swung it above his head and he killed that giant that day. God gave him the victory with a little stone. And I don't want you to confuse today God with a little stone. Just think though for a moment, what God achieved through that little stone. Oh, they defeated the giant. They defeated the enemy army. God gave a great victory on that day with a little stone. But God is not a little stone. He is the rock. He is the rock which cannot be shaken. If God can do that with a little stone, what else can He do in and through you? He is the rock of our salvation. He's the rock that we build our lives upon. He's the everlasting one, the immovable one. He is dependable. You can bet your whole life on it. He'll never fail. He'll never disappoint you. He'll be faithful to His word and to all His promises. David realized his strength was not in himself. His strength was Jesus. But not only was it his strength, it was his security. In a world which is so uncertain, but not just in our world, in our own inner lives, when we are filled with so much insecurities and confusion, the only thing that we can depend upon is Jesus. He's the everlasting one, the Alpha, the Omega, the one who never changes. He's the only one who is dependable. You know, love not only motivates us to do extravagant things, love is protects. Love protects. When you feel protected, you feel love. When you feel unloved, you feel vulnerable. You feel unloved, defenseless, and vulnerable. But a loving environment which is created and cultivated, which you can grow up in, you can flourish in an environment of love. David had that environment. And it wasn't cultivated on the battlefield. It was cultivated on the hillside. Those moments as a young boy as he watched his father's sheep, as he spent those nights protecting the sheep from the bear or the wolf, as he sat there under the stars, just alone with his sheep, as he began to think upon his God, as his heart was filled with love, something happened in those moments. God's hand was upon him. And a day came when Samuel came to anoint the next king. And because of that heart of devotion, which later we read in the book of Acts, is described as a man after God's own heart. Because of that love that was cultivated, that moment when Samuel came, he anointed David to be the next king. But that love that we know, it protects. That's what David says. He says that my fortress, my shield. You know, one of the things that that maybe you like to do when you go on a road trip is make a playlist of songs that you like to listen to. Especially if you're going a long distance. And maybe there are some songs that you maybe haven't heard for a while, and you pick your songs, you get them on a list, and you get up on the road, and rather than listen to the radio, you throw on that playlist. And as you listen to those songs, maybe it brings back a memory. Maybe it brings back something about a song you remember the first time you heard it, or when you heard the band perform it, or you heard it on the radio, or something, an experience you connect with it. Maybe you've got a mixtape or something like that that you go back to. Well, David had songs. And David had songs that he could go back to. And he had victories, and he had experiences that he could keep going back to. Songs I think he would have had on repeat. I think this would have been a good one. I love you, Lord. The Lord is my rock, my God, my rock, my shield, my fortress. He could repeat those words. And he knew that when he repeated those words, he would find himself in a place of safety. That was his fortress. Now, each of us, we have this incredible privilege that when we call upon the name of the Lord, when we sing those songs of worship, when we convey to him our love for him, we can experience his presence. Yes, in the midst of confusion and trouble, we can experience his presence, and that is our fortress. Jesus is your fortress. And in the midst of your trouble, when you begin to shift the focus away from looking at the trouble and all the stuff that's going on and just focus on him, he becomes your fortress. But not only that, he's your shield. See, there were moments when David was running for his life. And sometimes that was in a cave, hiding. And it wasn't the cave that was keeping him safe. No, it was God who was looking out for him. And also there was a time when Saul, the previous king who was threatened by David, was trying to kill him, and he was trying to throw a spear at him. And there were times in the battlefield when there would have been arrows coming in his direction and swords, and he had a shield that would protect him. But, you know, that shield, David looks back and says, well, the fortress and my shield, actually, it was God. You see, God will not allow anything to come into your life that will harm you or will prevent you from fulfilling his will. When we walk in obedience to him, when we follow in his way, when we follow in his way, then we will be shielded from that which the enemy would try to use to take us out. That's what we read in Psalm 18, verse 30 later on. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. When you follow his way, when you walk in his word, he shields you from anything the enemy would try to take you out with. Jesus is your fortress. He's your shield. He is your defender. And you only find security in this life when you find yourself in love with Jesus. When you just treat him like one of the other people, or maybe when you get distracted, or maybe when he doesn't have the full attention of your heart, that's when our hearts are cold and empty. And if we're being honest, in those moments, we're really relying on ourselves, on our ability, and that's when we become insecure. But when we totally rely on him, when we love him with all our hearts, we find our security in him. See, only Jesus can give you security for today, but also for all eternity. You see, my hope today is not in myself. My hope for eternity is in Jesus. Because Jesus is risen from the dead. He has given to me a hope which goes beyond the grave, which goes beyond my last breath, which will mean that when my time here on earth is over, I will be in his presence forevermore. He alone gives you that security. But David knew that Jesus, or the Lord, was his strength, was his security, but also that it was his salvation. My salvation. He writes later in this psalm, the Lord lives. Blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. David, the king, is making a declaration here. Long live the king. Even though he was an earthly king, he knew that the Lord was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He knew that he was to be exalted far above himself, far above everything in this world, that the Lord was worthy to be praised, to receive all praise. He alone should be exalted because he alone is the one who is able to deliver us from sin, from death, and from hell. He alone is the one that can deliver us from our fears. He alone is the one that can rescue us from all the perils and challenges of this life. He alone is our salvation. Salvation that is described here in these opening verses as the horn of salvation, which describes the might and the power that the Lord has. But also it says that he is our stronghold, my stronghold. Just think of the palace that David would have dwelt in. Think of the high walls that were built all around that palace to stop any enemy from getting near to the king. Well, David says, my stronghold was not my palace, wasn't my throne. No, it was the Lord who is high above every other threat, every other enemy. He is my protection. And friend, Jesus is your protection. You know, if Jesus is your Lord, then his blood has been applied to your heart. It has cleansed you of all your sin. He's given you a brand new start, but you are marked out. You are different because his blood is upon your life. And that means that when the enemy tries to bring his threats and challenge, he can't get near us because the blood has been applied to our hearts. The enemy can't harm you out with God's will for our lives because Jesus is our stronghold. But it all really comes back to those opening words. I love you. But today I want to ask you, can you say that fourth word? I love you, Lord. Because that's where everything changes for us in our lives. When we recognize that the key to this life is living not just with a belief in God, but that Jesus is our Lord. And maybe you find yourself in a place of confusion and trial and difficulty today. David, he writes this psalm, or these words, after he's been rescued, after he's flew from his enemies, from Saul. And he can look back and he can see God's help, God's victory. And maybe you're finding yourself in a moment of challenge and trouble and difficulty. Maybe you're looking back and all you see is disappointment and regret, which leads to frustration. But can I ask you to look again and just see God's hand of mercy? See his faithfulness, see his goodness, so that maybe you could join in when we sing these words, all my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. I wonder today, can you say those words, I love you, Lord? So maybe you're watching today and maybe it's not for the first time, you've been watching for a long time. Maybe you've just checked in today for the very first time. I want to ask you this really simple question. Well, can you say those words, I love you, Lord? Is he your Lord? Is he your friend? Do you know Jesus? So he came into this world, as I explained, to make the greatest, extravagant, extraordinary demonstration of God's love for you. That he laid down his own life. He gave it all so that you could be forgiven of all your sin, all the things that you have done that offend God. He died for them all so that in this moment you could ask your Father in heaven to forgive you, give you a new start, but also that your future would not just be these next few years, but for all eternity you'd be in his presence. If you would like to become a Christian, you'd like to start that journey today, I just want to lead you in this short prayer. Just repeat these words after me. So, Lord, I realize that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I realize that when you died on the cross, you took my place. I turn away from my old life. I choose to follow after you. I believe you're risen from the dead, and I confess you are my Lord. Just help me to follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, will you please connect with us? We'd love to help you on your journey. But friend, as we take time over this summer period, as you look back, I want to encourage you like David. See his faithfulness. See his goodness. Remember he's your rock. Remember, he's your strength. He's your security. He is your salvation. He is your Lord.